Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. An hour left in the show. Now, as you know, Jack is out on paternity leave this week. So our producer does the top five at five. Today, it is Fran. So, going to give him a shot again. Here we go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Cookie Rojas.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right. So what I have for you today.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
So, if you weren't listening to the show yesterday, Ike, we have a bit of a situation here. If you weren't listening to the show yesterday, we have an AI program here where we can feed in like all the information we have about a person, the audio, blah, 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 and they can create an AI version of the person. And we did that with Jack, and we got Honest Jack. Now, Honest Jack thinks on its own, is sentient, and the reason I'm saying Honest Jack is that we kept doing it, but this AI program doesn't know how to lie. So, Honest Jack is Jack. It's exactly like Jack, the same personality, except he's totally honest. And he's back for some reason now. Honest Jack, yes, I didn't expect you back so soon.
I cannot tell a lie, Spike and Ike. I'm a little disappointed I'm not going to be part of the show when regular Jack comes back. Since I have to be honest, regular Jack is now liar Jack. Why would you rather have a dishonest Jack than an honest Jack? So since this most special boy won't get a chance to come back, I figured I'd do the top five at five today and show you how it's done.
Wait a minute. You're going to do the top five at five? What about Fran? He's supposed to do it.
This is one thing that Liar Jack and Honest Jack can agree on. Nobody needs that nose picker doing the top five at five.
Well, I agree with that. Fair enough.
Nose picker.
Fair enough. So what do you have for us?
Well, Spike, as you know, I must be truthful with you, no matter how hard I try. So I'm going to give you the top five things that regular Liar Jack never tells you. The top five most honest things from Honest Jack.
Wow. The top five most honest things. We were going to learn something
here. Oh, boy.
Yeah, this sounds interesting.
Number five. You know when I eat a bunch of Brussels sprouts and broccoli and light up the producer studio with my own gas? That horrible smelling odor? I actually love it. I love the smell. I love the sweet, sweet smell of Honest Jack metabolizing vegetables. To you, it smells rotten, but to me, and I simply must be honest here, it smells like roses. Sweet special boy. Jack roses. Yum, yum. I could eat it. In fact...
No. That's disgusting. All right. That's disgusting. Let's move on.
Okay, number four on the things that Liar Jack never told you. Spike, you're a no talent. I appreciate you hiring me and promoting me and, quite honestly, teaching me everything I know. But nepotism only gets you so far. I have to be honest with you. I'm the true talent on the show. Honest Jack, the number one boy. Your dad got you this job. And just give it time. I'll take you down, you slimeball.
Wow. That's rough. Honest Jack.
That's pretty rough, man.
I'm disappointed in that. I thought we had a great relationship.
This is getting a little too honest.
Ikey boy over there, don't you laugh. I love you. But if we're being honest, and I have to be, I know no other way. Ike, you'd be maybe better as a special teams player on this show instead of a starter. You're used to that. I don't mean anything bad by that. I just have to be honest. And honestly, I'd rather have Trotter.
Oh! Wow. Wow. Okay. I was Jack taking shots. All right, what's number three?
I knew I wouldn't escape.
I cannot tell a lie. I say I'm hurting for money, but I'm not. I'm independently wealthy.
What the hell? That's definitely a shock. How'd you make your money?
I've been selling my seed for years. The world needs more Jack. My parents stopped at one because they know I'm a perfect, special little boy. But I know the world would be better with more Jacks. So I went to one of those places that will pay you for it, and I've been filling up those little cups for years
wow.
now.
Wow.
At $50 a pop, it adds up. Anyway, the good news is that I've now got millions, and the world has millions of Jacks.
Wow.
Win, win, honestly.
I thought that's what he said originally, that he was
selling his seed.
Selling his seed. That's what I thought he had said. And that definitely confirmed it.
Yeah. Honest Jack, that is disturbing. What's number two?
I know we all said we wanted Juan Soto, but number two here is that I never actually wanted Juan Soto.
That is a shock. Why not?
Did you? It's not that. Since I have to be truthful and cannot tell a lie, it's just that I want Bryce's star to shine as bright as possible, and he can't with players like Juan Soto in the way being more productive, younger, more famous, and popular. Bryce is the true star of the Phillies and will always be. He should be able to get all of his friends on the Phillies if he wants. Bryce is my special boy and gets everything he wants.
Wow.
That way, I can be happy as I sit in the Bryce room of our house and watch the games.
Wait, you sit in what? In the Bryce room?
Yes. You guys didn't know this, but all four of us are sleeping in one room so I can keep my room in the house as the Bryce room. Covered in posters, Bryce-scented oils, Bryce sheets, everything. So me, Jilly, Walker, and Sutton all live in the same bedroom. Bryce needs his space.
Wow. All four of them living in the same bedroom. So
Bryce has a smell?
Bryce-scented oils.
Yeah.
Well, this has been pretty stunning. What is number one, Honest Jack?
Number one on the honest things from Honest Jack. You know when Herb said he had a foursome?
Uh-oh.
Well, Honest Jack was there.
Oh.
No, I wasn't participating.
Oh.
But I figured I could learn some things from Herb. So I watched with a pen and paper, taking notes. And I was even the caddy for all of them. And far! Look at this. We have Sutton. My driver's never been better. Thanks, Herb. Too bad you morons get Liar Jack back next week. Honest Jack, out.
Wow. So it was actually a golf foursome with her.
You like that one.
Yeah.
I like that last one. That was nice.
Wow. Well, Honest Jack is not only honest, he seems mean and actually sort of creepy.
Oh, that I was going to say it's brutal honesty.
Yes. Liking the smell of his own farts is awful.
Yes.
And selling his seed is not something I expected.
Man,
either.
Did not expect him to be selling his seed.
Yeah. That would, Fran, is what you had for the top five any better than what Honest Jack had?
I don't think so. I think that was probably better content.
Wow. Well, I guess that's the end of Honest Jack, because we get regular Jack back next week.
Wow.
So artificial intelligence got us through this week.
I was pretty good.
Where do you rank Jack and Honest Jack as one and two? Because remember, he wants Trotter over you as well.
Oh, no, don't think I forgot that. Yeah, I talked to Honest Jack about that one.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. You know what?
What?
As much as I have enjoyed Honest Jack, and I really have enjoyed Honest Jack.
Yep.
I can't, there's something, you know, Jack's like a little brother.
Yes.
So I got to be able, I need somebody to pick on.
Yes. And he has that charm.
Life. Yeah.
You know, Honest Jack might be a little too cocky.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I don't know if I could live with Honest Jack much longer.
Yeah.
Man. Yes.
Especially him telling me my dad got me the job. No talent. All right.
Yeah, Honest Jack was just, those all his deep feelings and
yes.
all those things that are hidden inside.
Well, it must be. You can't tell a lie. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com, 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? Long time no talk.
Yeah, what's up, Justin? I was wondering where we're going to hear from you this week.
Man, these daggone phone lines been busier than a one-legged man ice-kicking contest. I can't get through. And then when I do get through, it's too late to get me in. So, I mean, that's just the way it goes, I guess.
Well, you got in early-ish today for you, so here
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, so here we are. Here we are.
Yep.
So, going back to yesterday, because, I mean, yesterday was basically about me. Yes. Let her rip, Tater Chip.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Go.
Like, oh, you mean you agree with it?
Yeah, it's okay. Don't hold nothing back. Go out, win the game, blow their doors off, beat them like you're mad at them, beat them like they stole something. Mm-hmm. You know, we ain't worried about the daggone Packers. We done beat them once. Jordan Love's nicked up. Christian Watson's out. We're going to run the ball. We're going to throw the ball like Herb says. We're going to blitz, baby, blitz, and all that. We're going to beat them. I'm telling you, it's going to be a two-score game before it's over. I believe it will be kind of tight and close in the first half because Jalen is coming off like a three-week, you know, rest stretch, you know, with the concussion and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But in the second half is when we're going to pull away because that's when Saquon's at his best. That's when Saquon really just puts the pedal to the metal. I think his second yard rushing stats, didn't he outgain several teams with just his second yard rushing for this season?
Yeah, I mean second half rushing.
Yeah, second half. I'm sorry, second half of games.
Yep.
And then,
yep.
Like, another thing, like, Spot was talking about yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I can't remember. It's all running together. But, like, I think we're, what'd you say, 18 points per game, something like that, at 20,
yep.
Was it 28 points a game?
Us? No.
Okay.
Well, we finished 27.1 with the Jalen games. It was 26.5.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I was going back and looking at, obviously, 2017 and 2022. We were top three in scoring both those years.
Yep.
I think we were second one year and third the other.
Yep.
But we were also top five rushing, top five defense. We're the number one rushing team in the NFL. We're the number one defense in the NFL. That's what's going to win this year. It is. I mean, I don't care if Jalen throws 400 yards a game in the playoffs or Saquon breaks the postseason rushing record. I just want to win the daggum Super Bowl again. I want to feel it one more time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It was so awesome. All those years of getting so close and not getting it. And then, you know, after Carson got hurt, I mean, y'all could ask my wife. I was doom and gloom. The world was coming to an end. I thought it was all over. And we won. But I want to go out and just beat the brakes off Green Bay tomorrow. I mean, just like I said, beat them like they stole something. Beat them like you're mad at them. And then on to the next. Take it one game at a time and just beat the hell out of them. I hate the Packers. I'm sick of the Packers. I got some friends that are Packers fans, and I told them, you know, take your cheese and shove it. But anyway, I'm going to get off here. Like I said, I've tried Kyle all week, and everything's kind of running together, and I don't want to take up too much time. But I'm going to get off here. Congrats, Jack. I ain't got to talk to you. But anyway, Fran and Buzz have also done a heck of a job filling in this week. They have. I want to give those boys some props. Mm-hmm. They've done a heck of a job. But anyway, love you, boys. Eagles, 33. Packers 20. Love y'all, man.
Wow, there it is.
All right, Justin.
Another 33-20. 33-20.
So 13-point win.
He mentioned number one defense that was top five in 2017, top five in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think this defense is better than the 2022 defense. The 2017 defense, which defense? I mean, 2017 defense, more established talent for sure,
mm-hmm.
like established veteran talent, more, and especially numbers from a sack standpoint, all mm-hmm. that. Which defense?
Well, so was 22.
Oh, right.
22
yes. 22 yeah. from a sack standpoint. Yeah. Which defense would you rank them, the 24, 22, and 2017 defense?
So this is a weird sort of ranking because if you were just going based off their seasons, saying how would I rank them based on the seasons they had that year and how I view them, that's different than how I would rank them based on the level of talent, moving forward, you know, that sort of thing.
Eye test, watching the defense, yeah.
So, I'll go with, I thought 2022's defense has been a little more smothering with the turnovers and the sacks.
Mm, yep.
This defense is more sound.
It's like a stable defense.
Yes. It's not as flashy,
yep.
but it's very sound. They don't give up big plays. And you feel more secure with this defense because I think this defense has faced better competition than we did in 2022. The 17 defense would be my third-ranked defense.
Really?
And here's why. I loved their front. They were like 8 to 10 deep with the defensive line. Remember, they were like playing 40 snaps a game. Everybody averaged 40 or less snaps a game. They were just so deep along that defensive line. The linebackers in 17 were solid. These linebackers are better. you know, Bradham. And Kendricks.
Yep.
You know, and before Kendricks, it was Jordan Hicks.
Bradham had a good year.
He did have a good year that year. It was nowhere near the level of Zach Bond.
Zach Bond this year.
You know what I mean? So, like, Zach Bond, what he's done to be first-team All-Pro. Is Jeremiah the last first-team All-Pro linebacker we had?
I mean, I can't think of one in between.
Not even close, right? To be all pro. So that's the level that Zach Bond has played this year. Our secondary, I loved Malcolm Jenkins, and Rodney McLeod was solid. Our corners, I never had full confidence in Jalen Mills and Ron Darby.
Right.
Like, I just didn't have that level of confidence.
They both felt like extra cornerbacks, like the third cornerback.
Right, they shouldn't be the starting guys out there, but they did what they did. So I would go from an impressive standpoint, dominating season, I would give 22
really
the edge.
Yeah,
with this team. I can't even think of what year this is. It's the 2014.
25 now, but 2014. Yeah,
I think this is the better overall defense with the highest ceiling. Plus, 2017 was older.
Yes, they were.
Right?
More vets on that
team. More vets on that team. This defense has the highest ceiling. They're just scratching the surface. And they finished ranked higher than either of the other two defenses.
Also,
they finished ranked number one.
Also, fair to mention that 2017 defense got torched in the Super Bowl.
That's why I can't have them.
Yes.
Yeah, at the top. But very good defenses, though. I'll give 22 the edge because of the record numbers they put up. But the level of competition they faced, they should have put up those numbers. It's close with them and this defense. This defense, I feel more confident with this defense going up against anybody.
I think part of that, too, is Fangio.
Yes.
That's part of the confidence.
Yeah.
And like you go into it thinking this guy's going to have that figured out. He's not going to let this defense get torched. Like you just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Coach Lamont in Southwest Philly. Coach Lamont, you're on WIP.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Commissioner Reese.
What's up, Coach?
How you been, man?
I've been okay.
And Mr. Winwood himself, Spike Reese.
What's up?
Yeah, I think you're born in Wynwood since you're talking about geography. And yes, as far as honest AI, Orson Welles was right. Don't let these machines hit the future. I don't worry about the machine. I don't worry about no machine. I work in school with these children. That's why I'm still coaching. Line it up. That's all I can say. You know, Commissioner, line it up. Go out there. You played the game. You know. Line it up.
Mm-hmm.
Line up. We got to go out there as a coach. I'll say this. Line it up. We're solid. And if we go into the rank, only reason, like you said, you see the solidness of the 22 or the numbers. Yes, look at the competition they played. The 17, the reason, if they want to say something about them being number one, because they won a Super Bowl. You can't top that.
Right.
Even though
we didn't look good in that Super Bowl.
And I always tell people, we got Vince Lombardi here in his body in the trophy case. No other body can say that when it comes to winning championships. So they may talk about, the 60 team don't talk, but when you coach, you know the history of the game. So the understanding is this. When they go out there Sunday, regardless of what, if you're injured or you're hurt, the hurt is over. Now, Mr. Hurts is going to go out there and going to win. He's been a proven winner. He's played his games as a child. He's been coached. He likes being coached up. We can go with the rah-rah speech or not. We need that for the locker room. But here, line this thing up. Let's go out and run. I see them winning since we have the number one defense, 30-9. And with love, heaven,
tonight. You say 30-9?
Did you say 30-9?
Yes, 30-9.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
And with Jordan Love having some tightness in that shoulder and the elbow, the AC joint and everything else, as well as tendonitis, someone throbbing their elbow because of the lack of circulation, that's why you're feeling the numbness. If they ain't getting out between the shoulder, the scapula area, and the clavicle and anything in there, as long as the blood is sitting there without that oxygen, you're not throwing in that cold. Just like steel, we all know what happens to steel in the winter. It's straight. And so when the heat, it expands. Lack of oxygen and circulation and heat out there with that cold? Oh, yeah. We going 30-9.
30-9. I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take that. All right, Coach Lamont.
I love it. I
appreciate the call, man. Now, I know this is the way that we would do it, but the last couple of calls, they've just been like, Justin from Tennessee said it. Packers are nicked up. Like, we're nicked up, too. like A.J. Brown hasn't practiced in 2 weeks. Jalen Hurts just came back from a concussion. We're a little nicked up, too. You know, now, Jalen, you would hope, See, I don't even know. The concussion thing versus the elbow thing, which would worry me more, cheering for, you know, one or the other. I think it's probably the concussion thing, but it's close, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, one thing you want to know from a cognizant standpoint is Jalen seeing everything as quickly as he needs to see it.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
It's the speed of the game that I'm more concerned with Jalen being out there and processing stuff and being able to play fast as opposed to being a tick behind. Jordan Love with the elbow, he's practiced all week, so he sort of worked whatever issue out that's there where he didn't have the
numbness.
He couldn't feel his fingers or what have you.
But by the way, sometimes, like when you get hit on a funny bone, for me, it doesn't usually last all that long. You feel it. It feels weird and horrible when it happens, but it's not something that, unless there's damage there, that drags on. Mm-hmm. I doubt his hand is still numb from Sunday.
I agree.
Yeah, and I think he was listed as a full participant, in practice. Now, speaking of which, coming up next, we do have the list of who was listed with injuries at Eagles practice today and their participation. So we'll give that to you next. We were thinking about Jalen, of course, AJ, of course, Devontae, N'Kobe Dean, you had asked about earlier. Mm-hmm. So we will get to all of that next. We'll also give our official predictions for the weekend, for the Eagles game and the rest of the games. We're picking all of them, right? We're picking all the games?
Yep.
All right. We're picking all the games. And your final chance to get in before the end of the show, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the Super Bowl is right around the corner, but I'm sure you all heard about that. So what's your plan? You're going to do the same thing you do every year, or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? Now, I'm talking about the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest going on Sunday, February 9th. At Lincoln Financial Field. Now, it's a Super Bowl experience like no other. You'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history. You'll also get a chance to meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing game day bites. You heard me. The Super Bowl only comes around once a year. So what are you going to do? Come on. Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest. You got to be in. Tickets are limited. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Man, my voice is shot.
Hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
All right. Fran, if you're going to produce the show, you got to sing.
I was going to ask. I don't know if I was invited. You guys never invited me to sing.
Thank you, TK. Brother, you're producing the show. You got to sing. TK sang.
Yes.
At least we had three.
Yes.
Next time.
I didn't know if I was, you know, privy to it.
You are.
Okay. Well, now I know.
All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I can't believe that guy didn't sing this song.
Can we do it again?
No.
My voice is shot, man. I can barely talk. All right. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Final check-in on this. Should Eagles fans have more nerves facing the Packers on Sunday? 56% say no. 44% say yes. All right. Here we go. Time to make our picks. We are going to pick all the games.
Yes.
Fran, do you want to make a pick as well?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Want me to start?
I was going to ask this. Should we just go game to game and all pick it? Because we're all picking the same game.
Sure.
So should we just go game?
Makes sense.
All make pick on the game and so on and so forth? I think
I'll
that makes sense. You want to start with Broncos plus
no,
eight?
No, Saturday.
Oh, start with Saturday. Okay, yeah. All right. So first game is Chargers. I have it as -3 against the Texans. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
Well, I like the Chargers in this game. Houston, man, know what the hell happened to C.J. Stroud. That game is at home, but I tell you, does not matter. Does not matter. Jim Harbaugh has his guys rolling. That defense is playing well. I think they finished number one. I think they finished 1/10 of a point ahead of the Eagles for number one scoring defense.
Oh, really?
This year, the Chargers, yes. I believe it was the Chargers. Yeah, I like the Chargers on the road. I like the Chargers minus the 3 points against the Texans.
Yeah, we're the same. You know what I saw today, too? What's his name? Jack's guy, the Chargers quarterback.
Herbert.
Justin Herbert. He ran for like 350 yards this year, which is...
Sneaky athletic.
Yeah, it's funny. We see so many high number yards from the Lamars and the Jalen Hurts and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But it used to be, like years ago, 300 yards is a lot of yards for, you know, Steve Young would rush for 300 yards, you know. So I have the Chargers as well. And I think the biggest thing for me is defense and coaching. Like, I just think there's no way Jim Harbaugh is losing this game. And also, the Texans, I was saying this to you last week, it's like stunning to me that they're even in the playoffs.
AFC South.
Yeah. I feel like I look every week and it's either a loss or an unimpressive win with the Texans.
Yep.
Fran, what do you got?
I got Chargers.
Chargers as well.
Yep.
So we're going, all three are taking Chargers minus three over the Texans. Mm-hmm. All right. Second game tomorrow is which one?
Ravens Steelers.
Ravens. So I have Ravens. Depending on where you look, it's minus 10 or minus 9.5 over the Steelers. Frank, can you check FanDuel app, see where that is right now? But go ahead.
Yeah. Boy, this is a tough one for me.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough one for me because I don't like giving up double-digit points. Even though this Raven team is much better than the Steelers. You know what, Spike? I just can't doubt Mike Tomlin. I think Mike Tomlin gets his team ready to go. They give the Ravens a fight tomorrow, but it won't be enough. It won't be enough. But I'll take the Steelers plus the 10.
Is that line 10?
No, it's 9.5.
Nine and a half.
I'll take the Steelers plus 9.5.
There you go.
Yep. Which means the Ravens will win by 10.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Ravens. And I agree with you. I went. This
no
is
Zay Flowers tomorrow.
I know that. Yep. I just like. And this, I thought this was the hardest game of the week to pick for me. Because I agree
because
with
of the spread.
Because of the spread. I agree with everything you said. And I think about the, and I don't think Baltimore has played Pittsburgh in the playoffs with Lamar.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Lamar.
Definitely not with Lamar, no.
You know, that is the Mike Tomlin versus Lamar thing is the most interesting thing. Because on one hand, you have it and you're like, is Mike, of anybody who's going to scramble Lamar's brain on this one, it's going to be Tomlin, right?
Yep.
But there's just something about Lamar this year. I think they're going to stomp him. I think this ends up being like a 31-10 game. So I'm going to take Ravens minus, and the Steelers offense has looked so bad over the last several weeks. I'm going to take the Ravens minus 9.5, but I don't love it.
Fran? Yeah, I like Baltimore. I don't know about beating them down that bad because Lamar's record against Pittsburgh, you know, for his career, not all that great. But Pittsburgh's been playing bad football. So, but at the end of the day, I still think I like the Ravens.
This is not head up. You do understand it's a spread involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like the Ravens to win by 9.5.
Do you know how that works?
No. I kind of contradicted myself there. But
yeah.
I think it'll be closer than you're saying. So,
okay. So you like the Steelers plus the points.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What I meant.
Okay.
Ravens win. Yeah, I think the Ravens are winning too. Yeah. I just don't think it's by 10 points.
Good
All
old
right,
Fran.
Thanks, Fran.
Good old Fran. Really turning it in.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. All right. So then we move on to Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I believe the first game on Sunday is
Buffalo
versus Broncos. So Fran, is it plus 8.5?
I got it plus 9. I mean, 9.5.
Okay, yeah. So Broncos getting 9.5 at the Bills. What do you got?
I like it. I like the Broncos getting 9.5 at the Bills. If I were you guys, along with the Ravens game, I would tease that up to 10, get that extra half point and take the 10. But, yeah, I just, you know, Buffalo, it's really about this Denver team. This Denver's defense is pretty good. Quarterback is a lot better than a lot of people expected, including myself. I think they can put some points on the board against this Buffalo defense. Obviously, Josh Allen is too much. It's probably him and Lamar, one of those who are going to win the MVP. But I think the Broncos keep this thing close tomorrow, man. I think they keep it close. So I'll take the Broncos plus the points.
We're the same on that one, too. Now, here's what I worry about. Now, you know I'm a Bo Nix man.
Mm-hmm.
I love Bo Nix, number two on the preseason YouTube pre-draft YouTube big board for quarterbacks. So I'm going to take the Broncos plus 9.5. But what I'm a little bit worried about in this one is, and he hasn't done it recently, but Bo Nix, he will throw interceptions.
He will.
And he cannot do that in this game, even to cover this. If Bo Nix ends up with two interceptions, they're going to lose by 21 points. And there is, like with Lamar, I think there's a little Josh Allen, you know, might smoke somebody in the first round, but that's too many points. So, especially with as good as Denver's defense is, and you're right, Bo Nix has been great this year. So, I'm taking Broncos plus 9.5 over the Bills.
So, I'm actually going to make sense this time. The Broncos are going to cover, but the Bills still going to win the game.
Right.
Okay, there you go.
So, you like the Broncos plus 9.5.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, second game, well, we'll leave us for last.
Yes.
Right? So, what do we got? We got Vikings and Rams.
No, we got the night game. Bucks Commanders.
Oh, Bucks Commanders. Right. Yep. Bucks Commanders. So, Bucks are -3 last I checked. Net line still at?
Yep.
Okay.
Still -3.
Okay.
This is a tough one for me. Because I actually like both teams as far as the good teams. You know, Tampa Bay, especially playing at home, is a very good team. The Commanders are a hot team that's won 12 games with the Rookie of the Year. And Jaden Daniels. Take the over in this game. A lot of points will be scored. You know what? I think this is a field goal game. I'll take the Commanders plus the 3. It may wind up being a push. If I bet it, it'll be Commanders plus 3.5. Because I think it is a field goal game. Whoever has the ball last probably wins this game. I'll take the Commanders plus the 3.
So, for me, the Commanders, the safe part of me feels like it's Commanders. Mm-hmm. They have a solid running game, they have a solid defense, and they have a quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over. But the hot shot in me loves Baker Mayfield. Like, I love watching that guy. He's like if Johnny Football actually
had talent,
worked out,
could play,
in the NFL.
Right. Yeah.
And it is crazy how good he's gotten. I mean, really, to look at Darnold and Baker Mayfield to realize that they're
both...
The
last 2 years.
Like, they're not MVPs, but they have MVP-level stats, you know, in a different year. So for the sake of fun, even though it is a road team favored...
road team is underdog.
Well, I have Bucks -3. Did I?
Yeah, the Bucks are home.
Oh, right, because they won the division.
Yeah.
My bad. Bucks -3.
Yeah.
I want the Bucks. Give me Baker Mayfield. And if it's whoever has the ball last, I know there's been a lot of miracles this year with Jaden Daniels. I'm going Baker. So give me Bucks -3.
Okay. So I'm going Bucks, but Washington to cover. I think it's going to be a very close game. I think at the end of the day, I think Tampa Bay, their experience.
So you're picking Washington?
No, I'm picking Tampa Bay to win the game.
That's not
how it works.
I'm learning.
You said Washington covers, so that means you're picking Washington. We understand you believe the Bucks will win. Yes,
that's the biggest part of this is the Bucks are going to win.
Yes.
That's the most important thing.
But
it's not the most important thing.
Right, how do you work here and not know how sports betting works?
I got FanDuel on 24 hours a day around here.
This
man.
Is like the most outrageous thing I've ever seen.
New Year's resolution. Better with sports betting.
Yes! Did you want me to explain to you exactly how it works?
Okay.
We're not picking who wins. We're picking who covers.
Yes, the spread matters.
Okay, so
yes.
I'm taking Washington.
Okay.
Plus the points. There it is.
Okay. So you want Washington plus
doing
3.
Doing good for a second, though.
Okay. All right. So then we move over to the final game before we get to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Vikings as 2.5-point favorites over the Rams. Now, has that changed at all because they moved the game? Okay, it's 3. That makes sense. Moving at a half point because they moved it out of Los Angeles makes sense to me. All right, so Vikings -3 against the Rams. What do you like?
Yeah, I'm going Sammy D, man. I'm going Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings. I like that Rams team. I really do, especially those two wide receivers. Like that Rams team, but I don't know if they have enough defensively to hold down Justin Jefferson and Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is probably kicking himself for the game that he played last week in Detroit. They come out, they look for a little bit of revenge, and they can't have this season go down the drain with two straight losses after winning 14 games, right? So I think they find a way to win this game. And this one may be more than a touchdown. I'm going to take the Vikings minus the 3.
So if the situation of where the game was hadn't changed, I would have taken the Rams. Mm-hmm. I've liked the Rams for the entire second half of the year. I like the DNA of the team. I don't like that they have a home playoff game that is not home. They lose any part. Look, it's already not a great home field advantage, yeah, in Los Angeles. But moving the game to Arizona, who knows how many fans are going to be there. And by the way, Vikings fans travel. I wouldn't be shocked if we heard more Vikings fans in that stadium than Rams fans. And God, yeah, bless everyone who's in Los Angeles and going through that right now. My brother, my sister are out there. It's a terrible scene out there. But as far as the football game goes, I also like the Vikings minus 3. I want to take the Rams, but I can't do it moving that game with what's going on out there. So I'm going Vikings minus 3. Fran?
I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Minnesota plus the points.
Do you know what that? No. It's Minnesota minus the points.
That's what I meant. Yep.
He's learning.
This is almost charming. It's almost charming.
There was a period of time where I was doing FanDuel a good amount, and then I think I stopped, and now the lingo's gone.
Yeah, it's not the lingo
that's
gone.
It's just the lingo.
Yeah,
it's just,
well, you know what I meant. Yeah. It's all that.
But yes, not just the lingo.
All right. Final game. Eagles-Packers, yes. 4:30 Sunday. You can hear it here on WIP. What do you got?
All right.
And it's Eagles now minus 5.5.
Yes, Eagles minus 5.5.
Let me see if it's at 6. But last time I looked, it was 5.5.
Oh, okay. Man. This is going to be a good game. Wouldn't be surprised if we aren't our sharpest early on offensively. That's understandable. I'm okay with that because we're going to Pound Town, because he will be sharp. Just get a ball to Saquon. We'll be okay.
Saquon's going to be busting at the seams.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. Dude, let me tell you. I was going to save it for pregame Sunday, but we're getting at least a buck and a quarter Sunday. That's minimum 125 from Saquon Sunday with two touchdowns. But this will be a defensive game by the time this thing is over with and we analyze it. I'm taking a couple of turnovers for the Eagles. I think either Cooper, DeJean, or Quinyon Mitchell get their first interceptions of their career, not only in the regular season, the postseason. Yes, they get their first interception in this game. We score a late touchdown to put this thing out of reach. It's okay. A tight game, but we had one of those Eagle drives where it's about 7 to 8 minutes long, double digit in plays. Saquon in for the final touchdown. Eagles win 27-17.
All right.
27-17, birds.
This game's going to be a grind, I think. And I think I see the game much like you, except I don't have the extra touchdown at the end. So I think the Eagles are going to win 23-21. And I basically what it comes down to is I think we're going to look at it. One team's going to turn it over one time. The other team's going to turn it over two times. And the team that turns it over two times is going to lose. And I think it's going to be Green Bay. I do think I have a Quinyon Mitchell feel that he gets one of them. I think maybe we cause a sack and we end up turning it over once. But I think that's what it is. I think this is a tough game. I think it's a nail biter. I think the Eagles win 23-21. So I'm taking Packers plus the points, but the Eagles to win the game. Fran?
So I'm right there with you.
What does that mean?
I think it's going right down to the wire.
Okay.
I think it's going to come down to a Jake field goal.
Okay.
It's going to be like a 52-yarder, and okay, he's going to make it.
There you
he's
go.
He's going to make it.
I like that.
Yes.
So you're taking
the Packers to cover.
Yes. You okay. said it for me.
I wanted him to yes. say it. Spike.
Yes,
I wanted
thanks,
him
Spike.
To say it.
I appreciate you.
I couldn't deal with it again.
If I knew he didn't have it right.
I'll study up for next time. Yes. I promise.
All right. We'll get you the official Eagles injury report right after Ike tells you about where he's going to be on Sunday.
That's right. Could be there a little earlier. Could not.
Could not. No guarantees.
I feel like Tornado, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the wild card game coming up this Sunday. Now, come on out to pregame with myself and Ava Graham before the game at Xfinity Live starting at 1 p.m. Now, Ava and I will be hosting a special Bud Light wild card event at the NBC Sports Lounge in Xfinity Live. Now, we'll have lots of Eagles merchandise and Bud Light swag to give away for everyone. And you know, ice cold Bud Lights will be flowing to get you ready for the Eagles game. So, pregame with myself and Ava Graham this Sunday before the Eagles game at Xfinity Live starting at 1 p.m. with Bud Light. See you there Sunday. Fly, Eagles, fly.
And Ike might be there a little early, but don't count on it. All right, here is the final injury. Don't hold him to it. Here is the final injury report for the Eagles today. Devontae Smith did not practice /rest. Trevor Keegan also did not practice with a illness. Kenny Pickett was a limited participant with the ribs.
Uh-oh.
A.J. Brown, full participant.
Okay.
Now, it's listed.
There you go.
These injury reports. Is listed as full participant, knee/rest.
Right. So they listed him as full participant, but he didn't really practice.
Well, yeah, that's yes. How did you rest?
That's what I'm saying.
If you're a full participant.
He didn't really practice. They just listed him as a full participant.
N'Kobe Dean, full participant, abdomen. Mm-hmm. Dallas Goedert, full participant. Bryce Huff, full participant. Jalen, full participant. Will Shipley, full participant. There you go. And, wow, look at this. Devontae Smith. Oh, there we go. He did not practice. That was the first. So there you go. There is the final injury report of the, I guess,
of the week.
I was going to say Eagles regular season, but it's not the regular season. It's the playoffs. Ooh, look at this. Okay, Andrew, coming in right before the deadline. Tom Kelly's favorite. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do, baby?
Depressing 24 hours after that game last night. You know, usually if you win the turnover battle, like Spike said, 2-1, you should win the game, but that didn't happen. So
are you a Nittany Lion? Huh?
Oh yeah, he is.
Okay,
losers.
Come on, man.
Spike, who's your team?
I don't have a college team because I'm a grown-up.
Syracuse is his team.
Well, I went to Syracuse and USC, by the way.
Oh, my bad.
Mike, when you're coming in with draft knowledge, how are you supposed to know about draft knowledge if you don't watch college football?
Because I watch YouTube like a grown-up without watching college football. And by the way, my YouTube picks, okay, Andrew, with all your watching Penn State every week, are going to be better than yours are. I've done it for years with basketball, and I do it with football.
He was pretty good with the quarterbacks this year.
Yeah, now you just graduated, so I'm going to keep it easy on you. But you end up being one of those 45-year-olds who keeps going back to Happy Valley.
Oh, he definitely will be. Definitely will be.
You're going to be in the crosshairs.
Oh, I'm watching college football tie-dye in college. Who doesn't watch March Madness either?
No, we're talking about you going back to campus.
Yeah.
Ow, and the weird adult at the bars. Oh, I'll go back with, like, buddies.
So, go back tailgate. With your buddies to the bars.
Right.
Tailgate.
Oh, you despicable. They should put you guys in jail.
We be drinking that Ike juice at Penn State at tailgates. Come on, now.
He just wanted to hear it.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Hey, I'll keep it short and sweet. I'm going with guarantee this week of I don't know if you know, but we buried the Packers 6 feet under. Now we're setting fire to the grave and eliminating them for good. So we're going with 34-18. And we're getting the Smitty touchdown. We're getting Saquon 2 TDs. And I agree with the 2 turnovers. All right?
Yeah.
And I'll see you guys Monday, hopefully.
All right.
All right, okay.
Okay, Andrew. All right, okay. All right, wow, that was what a succinct call. Yeah. TK was upset that we put okay Andrew on the line, but he crushed it. He crushed it there. Also, he's like, I won't go back to the Penn State.
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to go back with my buddies in tailgate. Can you imagine just it's like that sad scene. Like a bunch of 19-year-olds in the parking lot.
Every time you do this, man. Middle-aged. I'm never going back to Michigan State.
Middle-aged losers who can't move on with their lives. Watch in your living room, you loser. All right. Saeed.
Yep.
You're on WIP. What's up, Saeed?
Not much. I'm just calling to let you know, guys, that we're going to win that game against the Packers.
How?
How? Because we have the best O-line, we have the best D-line, and we have one of the best running backs in the history of all history.
I'll take that. Now, you're in Connecticut. Are you a born and bred Philadelphian?
No, I was born actually in Morocco, North Africa. My wife is from Philly.
So oh, is that the connection to the Eagles?
That is, yeah, Darby. Yep, her family's, her parents were born in Darby, so yeah, that's the connection.
Okay. All right. Cool, man. Well, we're glad to have you. Wait a minute. You took a Philly girl. You moved her to Connecticut. The hell are you doing, man?
You know, just job opportunities.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did it to my wife too. We didn't move to Connecticut, but I took a Delco girl. I moved her to North Jersey. So all right, man. See,
I have a bone to pick with you, though.
Okay.
Like every time, you know, since the Bengals game, you keep saying that the Eagles, this is the test, you know, against the Bengals. We haven't won in there. So, and then they won. Then we go to the Ravens. Oh, you said, well, maybe this is the game that we need, that the Eagles have to lose. They need to lose against them. We win. Then we go to the Steelers, and then he said, well, maybe, I don't know about the Steelers. They're a better team. Every time you're predicting, like, I don't know, something about your predictions or your, like, it's always seemed like you're a little down on the team. You're not trusting the Eagles as much, and we're not giving them as much credit as they deserve.
Well,
so I just want to let you know, I hope this time in the playoffs, you're really, because you're pumped up and you're giving them the credit they deserve, and you put them in your winning column.
Well, all right. Well, two things. First of all, you know that I predicted them to lose every week by double digits as a good luck charm.
Yes.
So that's why we did that, because they started winning when I did that.
I haven't vouched for that yet. Yeah.
Now, I think one thing you said was right, and one thing you said I would disagree with. You're right in that I am always looking for them to prove something, and I always think something's wrong. That's just my personality is how I am. However, I do think I give them credit when they do what they do. When they win those big games that I think are big tests, I have given them credit for doing those things. It is part of my personality to just wait for something to go wrong. So the Eagles shouldn't take it personally. It's just how I am. I think the same thing about myself. I'm not even confident in my drive home tonight. So
here's my prediction for I would say I'm gonna revise when they won the Super Bowl back in 2018. So their first divisional round was 15-10, very close game against the Falcons. I'm going to go with the same scoring, which is 15-10, which is covers probably around that 5-point margin that they have. So.
It does. Well, I appreciate the call. Say, don't be a stranger, brother.
All right, brother.
All right, 15-10. All right, text line is
15-10.
Yes. That, trust me, that's a 5 field goal game. It's going to make our jab our eyes out. And I can promise you on Monday I won't be handing out a lot of flowers in that game. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I think Honest Jack should just take over the top 5 at 5 for good. Honest Jack in studio.
Honestly.
Well, you got to be careful. This is what people are scared of with AI.
I'm telling you, man.
Honest Jack lives in the wires.
Exactly.
You know, he might start firing off, drops even when Jack gets back. What's next?
Tornado Shapiro should be used all year round. We need the forecast for every Phillies home game. Greg in South Jersey.
Can we handle that?
I think people are going to be upset if Tornado leaves after the Eagles season's over.
I think they would be.
Yeah, we have to find a weekend forecast, you know, your weekend stuff to do with Tornado Shapiro. Right. We'll figure something out. What's next?
How the hell do I go about buying Rios a beer? He's my hero. Dustin in the Northeast.
Well, I feel you there.
Yeah, Rios occasionally on a Monday at Chickies.
He'll come down to Chickies,
so
once in a while.
We'll figure out when Rios is going to be there, and you can buy him a beer. What's next?
Thank God we didn't have to hear another horrendous Fran top 5 at 5 again this week. Jessica in Marlton.
Wow.
Fran.
The final text line was just straight up mean. Not rude. Not wrong.
Yep. Just mean.
Not wrong. Just mean.
I told you guys the reason why I'm single. That's top 5.
Yes.
There you go.
TK is next. Is just TK solo? TK solo is next. Tom Kelly. Tom Kelly will preview the game for you. We will be back with you on Monday after this game. Better be a win, buddy. Better be a win.
I'm with you there. Go Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the tail, 1, 2.
One, two, three.
Let's go, Birds! E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-A-G-L-E-S.
E-L-E-S.
Eagles. Eagles.
Do it if you guys join me.
I'll join you. Fine. In honor of the 8-2
okay.
Eagles.
All right.
8-2 Eagles. All here right. we go.
Ready?
E.
A.
G.
L.
E.
S.
Eagles.
8-2
Eagles. Super Bowl bound. Well, maybe. We'll see.
Fly, Eagles, fly.